Well, for everyone, welcome to our July Board of Trustees meeting. I'd like to start, as we resume the meeting, to invite Anson Wooden to sing the state song. And as Anson's coming up, he's recently graduated from the University of Illinois with a master's degree in vocal performance and literature, originally from Ames, Iowa. Welcome to Illinois. And he's a graduate of Iowa State University with a degree in music and finance. So Anson, welcome.
By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm blanking. Oh no. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Hold on.
That's all right. We wouldn't have even
Don't worry.
The first
don't worry.
Two lines. One more time. I'll pull out my cheat sheet just in case.
Opening voice.
No worries.
By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, Illinois, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois. From a wilderness of prairies, Illinois, Illinois, straight thy way and never varies, Illinois, Illinois, till upon the inland sea stands thy great commercial tree, turning all the world to thee, Illinois, Illinois, turning all the world to thee, Illinois.
Thank you, Anson, and best of luck to you in your future. Appreciate it. Well, first of all, it seems difficult to say, but welcome, Dee Dee, to being the secretary, even though you've been on board for some time, and we welcome you, appreciate your service. We had the opportunity last night of helping Susan launch on to her retirement, and I know that you're fully ready to go forward. On the regular agenda, as I know you all know, we have like 29 items that will be commented on during the committee meetings and for us to vote on today. We have some key hiring posts for promotions and tenure and construction items, so we have a lot to cover. But before we do all of that, President Killeen, if you would introduce the officers and Senate observers that are here today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. At this time, I'd like to introduce Lester H. McKeever of Washington Pittman and McKeever, our treasurer. Also, our Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amaridis from Chicago. Interim Chancellor and Interim Vice President Barbara Wilson from Urbana. Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield. And the other university officers and staff members who are here, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Christoph Pierre, Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller, Walter Knorr, Vice President for Research, Larry Shook, University Counsel, Thomas Barrows, Executive Director for University Relations, Thomas Hardy, and Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University's Deidre Williams. I have to acknowledge Susan Keyes, our former secretary, is in the audience, and we had a wonderful celebration for her yesterday. Representing the University Senate's Conference and the Urbana-Champaign Senate, Bettina Francis, Professor, Department of Entomology, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences in Urbana. Representing the Chicago Senate, we have Sandra DeGruta, Professor in Scholarly Communications, Librarian, University Library. Representing the Springfield Senate, we have Ranjan Carey, Associate Professor, Department of Management, and newly elected Chair of the Springfield Senate. Representing the academic professional staff, Jeffrey Stein, Senior Research Scientist, Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences, and Chair of the Council of Academic Professionals at Urbana-Champaign, and incoming Chair of the University Professional Personnel Advisory Committee, or UPAC. We have Professor Nick Babulis, Edward William and Jane Marr Goodskill Professor, Department of Educational Policy, Organizational Leadership in the College of Education, Urbana, and outgoing Chair of the University Senate's Conference, Professor Gay Miller, Professor of Pathology in the College of Veterinary Medicine, and Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee, and Professor Catherine Vincent, Professor in the Department of Women, Child and Family Health Science, and the 2016-17 Chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee. Thank you very much. I'd also like to take a moment to mention that Chancellor Susan Cook in this meeting is going to be, or has been renewed for an additional 5 years as Chancellor of our Springfield campus. And I wanted to retake a moment to celebrate her 5 years as Chancellor, our Dean of the Chancellors in a way, and recognize the stunning accomplishments of the Springfield campus, and looking forward to the next 5 years of performance, exemplary performance by Catherine. And this has followed a exhaustive 5-year evaluation review process that involved the faculty, students, and staff. Thank you for that.
Very good. Thank you for your service and looking forward to further service. Thank
you.
I do have breaking news to share with the board and the University of Illinois community. Roberta Johnson, First Lady of the University of Illinois, has been awarded the Athelstan Spillhouse Award by the American Geophysical Union. The award's given annually to one honoree in recognition of the enhancement of the public engagement with the Earth and space sciences, through devoting a portion of their career conveying to the general public the excitement, the significance, and the beauty of the Earth and the space sciences. The AGU is an international scientific professional society of geophysicists with over 60,000 members globally. I know I speak on behalf of the entire Board of Trustees in expressing our congratulations to Dr. Johnson on receiving the award, and to convey our expressed thanks for the dedication and sharing her passion for the Earth and space, but also for sharing her life here as the partner of our dear president. Congratulations, Roberta. Now, if we would, we will have the opportunity to have a greeting from our host, and that's Interim Chancellor Barb Wilson. Barb.
Thank you very much, and good morning. Welcome, everyone. I know you've spent yesterday here, so it seems a little strange to welcome you today, but we're delighted to host this meeting at the Urbana-Champaign University, and welcome to all of our guests, faculty, staff, and media here today as well. There's some tendency to think that things slow down during the summer, but as you can see from yesterday and today, we actually are very busy at work at this university, and probably the biggest news, of course, is that we're welcoming our new incoming chancellor, Dr. Jones, and I know he's sitting over there, and I want to do my own part to welcome him. We did that yesterday, but I want to do a little bit more today. We had a delightful breakfast yesterday, very open and free-ranging conversation, and I know he's excited to join us on October 3rd. He probably is very excited, but I have to say I'm even more excited about him joining us, because as you all know, I've been handling two positions, and it'll be just wonderful to go down to one position in the coming year. So we are excited, Dr. Jones, and he and I have committed to working together very closely during this transition. Of course, the stopgap budget was great news for us here at this University. We're delighted that we have some budget coming from the state, but we all know, as President Clean has reminded us, this is just not a permanent allocation, and we still have a lot of stress and uncertainty in the system, so we'll be working hard to try to get to a better state in terms of the budget in the coming year. I think I want to thank Trustee Estrada for bringing up faculty retention yesterday at the ASAC meeting. I think this is certainly one of our biggest issues coming forward and into the next year. There's a lot of uncertainty, as we all know. We face budget uncertainty, we face uncertainty regarding health care, and certainly with regard to pension, and I think the whole thing is putting us at risk for retaining the best talent here. So that's something we're all going to have to work on in the coming year, and we'll welcome all of your support and help in that process. I didn't want to spend very much time on that, but I think it's just important to acknowledge that it is a risk that we face going forward. But let me share some good news, because of course that's just as important, and we have a lot to celebrate at this university. You all know that you're going to be looking at a new dean appointment for our College of Applied Health Sciences. We're delighted that we've attracted a really world-renowned researcher who focuses on disability, rehabilitation, and special education, so Professor Cheryl Hanley Maxwell. And she's coming to us from my alma mater, University of Wisconsin at Madison. It's a way, really a way of her coming back home. She actually received all three of her degrees from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. So she's excited. We're excited to welcome her. And just this past week, we finalized and announced the new dean for our College of ACES. So you'll be looking at that appointment in the fall. She's not going to start till November 1. That's Professor Kimberly Kidwell. And she is currently an executive associate dean at the at Washington State University. Her research specializes on plant breeding and genetics. And she earned her undergraduate degree here at Urbana-Champaign. So it's a bit of a homecoming for her as well. She's a dynamic leader, and we'll be excited to share her credentials with you and ask for your approval in the fall. Some research highlights, I should just let you know, there's a lot of them, but I just picked out two as examples of great things happening here. We just found out at the end of June that we received a new $1 million award from the Andrew Mellon Foundation. It will support the Krannert Performing Arts Center initiative to provide more exposure to the arts for our students. So the funding will allow us to expand some initial programming that we've begun here, and it includes putting artists into contact with students. So instead of asking them to all go over to the KCPA, we are moving the arts into the places and spaces where our students live and study. And so this will include putting artists in residence in some of the residence halls and creating master classes for students who are not in art majors. So it's a really dynamic program. Obviously, Mellon thought it was worth supporting, and we're thrilled with the new grant that will allow us to keep this going. In addition to that, just another example, we just announced last Friday a $2 million grant from NSF that will allow our bioengineering department to really alter its curriculum in dynamic ways. And so what they're going to do is take their undergraduate curriculum and turn it on its head, and it will involve much more clinical experience for our students in these programs. So it's very technology focused right now, and the goal for this new curriculum is to allow students to actually gain clinical experiences taking the technology into the healthcare arena and doing it while they're students here. It will place a lot more emphasis on training and actual putting into practice what they're learning. This is a 5-year project. It will include training the faculty to teach differently. So part of the grant will support faculty groups that will work together to learn how to teach differently to ensure that our students will be more competitive. So as I said, $2 million NSF grant there. And we have others to brag about, but the nice thing is this really shows our comprehensive excellence from the arts all the way to engineering. And I should also note that this NSF grant will be very helpful in the new College of Medicine as we think about curricular change. So doing it early on, it will help us as we think about the new curriculum for the new College of Medicine. Couple of updates on fall enrollment. You're always curious about that, as we are. We've been working really hard this summer. You know, the summer is always a time of what we call summer melt. We are always nervous about losing students that say they're going to come and then don't, but the news looks very good. We are expecting another very large, talented cohort of freshmen, similar to last year's, probably around 7,500 new freshmen, which is just incredible, and I have to thank all of our staff and our faculty and our even our students who have been current students who have been helping us with recruitment this past year. Our numbers will be up for Illinois residents and maybe even higher than last year's. So that's really good news, and we're also expecting to see strong gains for students from underrepresented groups. So we'll share all of that with you in the fall, because as you know, formally, we don't announce any of our numbers till the 10th day of the semester, when we're sure that our numbers are stable. Couple of final points. We are, as many of you know, the Olympics are occurring this summer, and I want you to know that the Orange Blue will be well represented at both the Olympics and the Paralympics in Brazil. So give you a couple of numbers here. It looks like that we have 4 current or former students competing in track and field events in the Olympics that start August 5th. And all of them will be competing for their home nations, but they are true Illini. And we just the qualifying rounds for the Paralympics just occurred recently, just wrapped up in early July, and we have 10 current students or recent alumni who made the track and field team, and 2 that made the women's wheelchair basketball team for Paralympics. So, and that team, the basketball team, is favored to win the gold right now. So if you have any spare time, you might want to stay tuned and watch the Olympics this summer. In addition, we have 3 Illini who are U.S. team coaches, 3 different coaches. So this is an amazing thing. Stephanie Wheeler, our women's wheelchair basketball coach, is the head coach for the U.S. team. And Adam Bleakney, our track and field head coach, and assistant coach Peter Parker are both coaches for the Paralympic track and field teams. So these are astonishing numbers. I don't think there's any other university that will be as well represented in the Olympics this summer. So stay tuned, feel proud, and cheer them on, because it will be a great series of events. Finally, I'd really like to thank the board members and President Colleen for all of your support this last year. This has been an interesting time, and I've been honored to serve as interim. Yesterday was just quite overwhelming for me, and I want to say thank you to all of you. I remember when I was first being asked to consider the interim position, and I remember Chair McMillan saying to me, you know, we've got your back, we'll help you. And I can honestly say you all have been a great help to me this year, and tremendous amount of support. I felt it from all of you, individually and collectively. And I'm just, you know, thankful for that, because it made a world of difference. So welcome to Urbana. We have lots to celebrate. Thank you for joining us today, and we all hope the board meeting will go smoothly. We have lots to celebrate, so thank you.
Just a couple of comments. First of all, you've got another meeting yet.
I know. I'm not saying goodbye yet.
I didn't want you walking out, because I don't think Dr. Jones, you're getting here until October 3rd. So we're still going to rely on you. But just a couple of things. First of all, I do remember that conversation that you and President Colleen and I had on the board on the phone when we encouraged you to take the job as interim chancellor. And I do remember one of the things you said was that, I don't know about all this athletic stuff. And we said, we'll help you with that. And then it immediately hit right after that. But great job. I made a comment last night that, you know, you could almost write a book over the 11 months that
I won't. Don't worry.
You won't? Okay. Well, just on behalf of the whole board, thank you very much. And we will look forward to one more.